The third city I've seen in Europe that's old and historic. Some kind of waterfront on the west side, and there are a few sinkholes that have just swallowed up the west side of the city, and they're going into the old historic buildings, you know, somewhere in Europe.
Wow.
And just crumbling apart from the west.
From the water?
Yeah. Water is coming up from those sinkholes. And it's about halfway up the door of a car, about up to your waist. In the vision before, right at the steps that go up to this domed building,
I gotta do something.
In the dry part of the city, there's a wrecking crane kind of thing, and it's just tearing these old buildings down.
Wow.
I don't get it, but with water encroaching on the city, I'd think you'd be at home trying to... Wow. From the bottom of those Capitol steps, they are tearing buildings down, wherever this is. It's the Texas State Capitol.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. It's just falling apart like chalk. From the Gulf up. Houston, where the shipyards are, is underwater almost. And there's a whole bunch of white smoke. Whitish, pinkish, greenish, bluish haze over what is you can see of the city. That is very, very strange seeing ships that coming into the inner city of Houston. I know Houston. I know Bridge City. I know that whole area. And the water is up just about halfway up the car door, like up to your waist, in Houston, Texas. And the same at the Capitol building. And I just don't understand, because that's in Austin. That's 3 hours to San Antonio and probably another hour to Austin or more. So from the very tip of Brownsville, and Corpus Christi, all of that. San Antonio, the west side. It's real broken and cracked. If you took a ruler from maybe 40 miles west of San Antonio and drew just a crooked line up, yeah, just breaking off like a piece of chalk. The only reason anyone is even okay up here is that we're in the southern range of the Rocky Mountains, and if you went another 1,000 feet up, you'd be in the, well, you'd be up in the alpine zone where it's just rocks, no trees. So I guess it covers New Mexico as well. And water, I don't even see Arizona. Water level went up and is all over the place. Just about to the southern border of Nevada, however you guys say it. California's holding strong. The whatever reason, they've had so many fires and stuff. I thought they'd had mudslides by now. But the plates are definitely bending and leaning and pushing against each other. LA got rocked pretty good. For South America, looks like an upside down skinny thin boot. And that's how much water has encroached and come into South America. Yeah, the capital city, Bogota of Colombia. The whole west side of the city's underwater. There's a little bit of the Andes Mountains. The Amazon Basin is totally flooded. I guess the river's come out of its banks on both sides. Wow. It used to be a beautiful river. Nothing but mud and clay and twisted wreckage right now. In the cities. Venezuela, man, you know, forget Caracas. Like a cheese slicer straight down, which it's always kind of been on right on the ocean. Venezuela is a beautiful, beautiful place. And Caracas is a beautiful town. Very old historic areas and soccer stadium as always. Why I said football, F-U-T. B-O-L, I think. That's, you know, we call it soccer, but it's football around the world. And tiny little kids kicking, you know, soccer balls on brick or pebble or stone streets. Really light colored haze. Blue and green. What's going on, man? Oh, some I've been to Europe and to Texas and to Venezuela and Bogota, Colombia so far.
What's with Texas?
If you went about 40 miles west of San Antonio, due west, and you took and just made a jagged line up, the Gulf has come in that far and covered West Texas and part of New Mexico. And the only reason it seems normal up here is that we're at the altitude we are. You know, we're still in the southern Rocky Mountain range. And there's greenery around us and that. There's acres around us of mountainous area, but not down in the valley. Albuquerque's gone.
Yeah.
So is Santa Fe. That those nukes hitting Santa Fe. I don't like to say the word, use the word nuke or even approach the subject, but. Yeah, everything is just either encroached by water or charred in black to the east of us. To just about I don't know if it's Ohio or Indiana, some state line. It's like the rivers have overflowed and the Gulf has encroached. Mm-hmm. So there's still a big swath between what's left of the western part of the United States and what's left of the eastern United States, probably toward the east Missouri border and east from there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two Capitol buildings.
What about the Capitol building?
One is for the Union and the other is for the Republic. I forget what you call them. The volunteer people that have been training for all this for so long?
Oh.
Militias.
Yeah.
They're very well trained. They're very, very disciplined.
Where are they?
On the West Bank of this huge swath of water that divides the country. And part of our United States, of probably a good 30-something percent or more of the armed forces that used to be for the United States of America have joined the Republic.
What percentage?
Over 33%, I would say. I keep seeing 33%. So, the Republic Army is made up of militia and part of our regular military.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Army, Navy, Air Force, whatever. And they got a lot of equipment on the west side. Of course, the east side, the Union is what it's always kind of been, only with the encroachment of water in places, it's not a whole lot of it left, you know? And no Florida.
Chicago's gone? Or is it hard to tell?
Can you in your mind make a line from Chicago down to Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
Where, what would it border? What states would it border?
Louisiana. Let's see, going to Mexico. Well, Texas, I guess.
Okay.
It has to be at an angle.
Okay. Yeah, there's plates shifting and pushing each other. That's for sure. And that eerie feeling, that eerie silence and this light orange and then stripes of like lavender, green and blue, like gases, noxious gases.
On fire?
No, they're just settling on whatever's left, like the Capitol building in Texas, which is right in the heart of the...
It has gas?
These gases, these clouds are down on the city. This mist, this fog.
Oh, the mist. Well, what's in the mist? Is it just mist or is it poison?
Well, it's obviously it's deadly because they're not a soul to be heard. And the water just keeps rising. And the plates just keep shifting. Looks like a war zone. Twisted metal, rebar, concrete, like a photo out of World War II. You know how they'd come into like France and just wipe a town out? Do you remember World War II at all?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
or photos of World War II?
Yeah.
Yeah. Two cities in Europe and a line going from Chicago down to Texas. Anything east of that is water.
All that farmland.
Mm-hmm. And they're like glaciers are still sliding, you know, into the United States. I mean, there's places.
I wonder why.
Like parts of Canada that are totally wiped out. They're melting. They're melting.
Well, if they're melting, they'd be turning to water.
But they're sliding. They're moving. They're glaciers.
The glaciers are moving down.
Yes.
Well, then something else. That would mean that they're freezing. If it's moving down, they're starting to freeze.
Or that there's hot water down underneath or hot something that's causing them to slide from like Alaska, the Yukon. That's gone.
Alaska's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Alaska's loaded with mountains.
Take your pick.
Alaska is totally gone?
Mm-hmm.
You're sure about
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Think long and hard, honey. Don't.
I'm just saying what I see. I'm no exaggeration at all.
So, where's Canada?
There are parts of Canada, but they look like, you know, like tundra island masses or something.
I don't know how Alaska could be gone. It's a huge mountain.
Well, it's just, if you look at where Alaska was, you know, through the water, the water's a little lighter color than the rest of the blue-green, you know, Pacific or whatever. Obviously, the Bering Strait, you're not just going to walk across it. It's under. It's been under for a long time, and everyone, yeah, birds flying and wildlife.
Going south?
Mm-hmm. Looking for a dry place, I guess. Boy, the haze is yucky. Real yucky haze.
From volcanoes?
Either that or earthquakes or both. I don't know. It's strange. Everything's so quiet and hazy. Big ball of something toward the end.
What do you mean?
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's fire. Maybe it's some kind of building or something that the sun peeked through and shined it on.
It's a ball of something?
Mm-hmm.
Like fire?